For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
Last night I did something that felt illegal.
All right.
Bit cheeky.
Did you lose your license again?
No. Let's just, okay. When you say that.
It was suspended. It was suspended because fines were getting sent to the wrong area.
A demolished building. Darwin. Really hard for me to track down here in Victoria.
But you got your steps up for those few weeks, didn't you?
I certainly did. And hey, baby, we're back on the roads and that has got nothing to do with this story.
felt illegal, but wasn't.
Yeah, felt illegal. Look, I was heading home from work, of course, and occasionally I like to stop in at the pub.
I mean, you haven't been doing it so much.
Yeah.
I mean, I caught you the other day going, oh man, I really need to stop at the pub on the way home. I've just been putting it off. I just absolutely need to take center stage. Come on, priorities, Davo, priorities.
Well, I just enjoy it. I don't go there and like go nuts. I might just have one beer on the way home, you know, catch up on the socials, maybe give a friend a call and then I'll sort of make my way home, you know, bit cute, bit nice. But last...
I guess when you describe it as a bit cute to yourself, yes, sure it is.
Look, I've got to do what I got to do, man. Brave. Solo pub, brave, as you would call it.
100% solo pub.
Now, look, like I said, this isn't illegal, but it's certainly not encouraged. I was sitting at the pub and it was sort of getting a little bit later than usual. And I thought, hey, I haven't got anything at home for dinner as per. So I thought, you know what, I might treat myself to some dinner here at the pub.
And I guess it defeats, like, I know sometimes you get like it delivered, like you're the delivery service. When you're in the pub, you go to the counter, you get the food, they bring it to you. It's all in the same building.
It's a great process, to be honest. But look, I wasn't overly hungry and I thought I just want something small. So Tim, I ordered off the kids menu.
Oh, Davo. So did I last night.
Did ya?
I also wasn't too hungry. And we thought there was gonna be food. We went to this event last night and we're like, yeah, we'll have food there. There wasn't many foods. And then I'm not super hungry, you know. I ate a lot of ice cream. And then we were ordering online and I was like, well, they don't know.
That's right.
This is not going to a child.
So I got
a kid's cheeseburger and it was perfect size.
Well, look, for me, it was a little bit more conspicuous because it was me solo. So I ordered a pint of Furphy and a kid's palmy.
Now, there will be service workers like that have worked in hospo and they'll know, they're like, it's all in the cost of making the food. And I know that they get funny.
Yeah.
They go, no, like it's gotta be for a kid. Yeah.
But like, come on.
Oh, there was no way.
What if I'm not that hungry?
Well, look, this kid's menu was $15 for the bit of schnitzel, right?
So good.
Whereas if I went the full one, it was $33. And as you know, I was never finishing that, Tim. I never finish any meals.
If we bagged that up, that would take you 8 days to whip through a whole adult-sized Parmigiana.
But look, it was online, as you said. So I ordered online and
like a QR code. Yes, because I was going to say, brave of you to go up to the till.
No way.
It's really changed the game, hasn't it?
So the bloke brought me my beer and he gave me the look. He looked and he knew there was no child with me, but he went away anyway. So the chicky babe that I've made friends with at the pub came up to get my plate after and I said, hey, did I do the wrong thing?
Oh, good. I've never had the stones to like open it up in the air. It's always that everyone knows but no one says anything.
Yeah. Now she said, look, it used to be the case where you had to be a kid to order from the kids' menu. But she said there's a new movement happening in the pub world where it's little menu as opposed to the kids' menus for people like ourselves, senior
tiny
citizens
tums.
With tiny little tums.
Tiny tummies are tummies too. And I've never been a big eater. And since having our son, it has really opened up. Like, yes, he's great. And it's like a complete thing that I never expected.
I love when you have to start it with that.
But like, honestly, this was what was one of the things. You're not going to sleep for a couple of years, but you will get access to kids' menus. And now the movement is happening in Geelong. Spread the word.
That's right. And that's a PSA here. The kids' menu, we're back on.
Thank you very much, Davo. You are literally doing, and I don't say this, like, you know, without going too far, God's work.
Oh,
Tim and Davo.
Somehow this week, a particular person has become a very big part of this show.
A theme of the show.
And of course, it is Delta Goodrum.
It's been a week.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. And something's happened overnight. We might have opened up a can of worms that I don't think we can handle, Davo.
No, absolutely not. We were speaking about Delta Goodrum being hired for a Christmas function last week.
In Brisbane last week. Again, I got this from two sources. Mm-hmm. I'm still going to throw the word allegedly out there.
Sure.
Because we haven't got confirmation from Delta, but allegedly she was paid $453,000 for a 1 hour and 15 minute performance at this Christmas party.
Now look, since,
full band.
Yes, yes, yes. Since we spoke about this, I have learned that it was a fantastic concert.
So you've been speaking to people that were at this Christmas party.
Yeah, because look, we did put a video up on our Instagram and TikTok basically talking about this $453,000 that Delta was paid. It has gone a little viral. A lot of people are quite shocked, but also Delta's army is there.
That's good. That's good. And I just can't stress enough how much I love Delta.
Yes.
And how much I'm, if you can get that fee for yourself, we're all just jealous that we can't get it for us.
Go off, queen.
Get it, girl.
Absolutely. But I think what is most surprising about this, and I think for a lot of people like myself, I didn't realize that that is the type of money that celebrities are charging for these appearances.
Well, Australian celebrities are kind of different to American. Like, you hear these stories that, like, these weddings overseas where they got Beyonce for like $16 million to perform at some prince's wedding.
Still blows my mind.
Really?
It's a lot of money. And I know she's Beyonce, but I just never would have thought in my wildest dreams that this is how much Beyonce would cost to make an appearance.
I almost had, I only got told this after the fact, someone tried to organize, and it got very close to Amy Shark performing a song at my wedding.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And it was going to be for no monies. It was going to be as a favor.
Yeah, I mean, obviously close friend.
Well, no, like we speak to Amy a lot on the show.
Of course.
And my wife and I, when we first started seeing each other,
a door came out
and it was huge. And she sent us a message for our wedding, which is extremely lovely.
That is lovely.
But yeah, and then I'd heard some whispers that it was almost just timing.
Song is brilliant when you're in love, for sure.
Yeah, it was our first dance. So we had a live band of nobodies instead of Amy Shark.
But look, we did get a call yesterday from someone who talked to us about one of the celebrities that he had inquired with, and this celebrity cost $26,000. It was James Rain.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah.
That's crazy. And $26,000 for James Rain. Okay.
Yeah. And okay. I kind of wanted to know from our listeners, have you ever asked a celebrity to play at a private party, and how much did it cost?
Yeah, because even just the email back going, hey, yeah, I could, here's my fee. And then you go, we can't afford that, but great to know.
But I think a lot of us have this curiosity within ourselves, much like, you know, maybe getting Amy Shark at your wedding or, you know, whoever. You kind of think, I might be able to afford them. Let's shoot our shot and see what happens.
Yeah, you go, weddings are expensive things, you know, or maybe it's a 50th, maybe it's something like that. And you go, yeah, well, you know what? Let's go wild. Let's go all out with it. Let's see how much it costs for Nathaniel, that guy that was on The X Factor, to come and perform at my 40th birthday.
He's paying you.
I really love his song, Live Louder. It'd be great to get that in live, in person.
Look, give us a call now, 52-232-955. Have you ever asked a celebrity to play a private party?
Give us a call. Abby from Grovedale, who was it for you?
So about 2.5 years ago, I got Cameron Ling, Lockie and Tom from The Morning Show to do my gender reveal.
Wow. Now, that is an expensive, that's more expensive than Delta Goodrum from what I've heard. Like, not the Tom and Lockie part, but the Lingy part of that.
Of course.
Could financially devastate a community.
Well, you'd like to think so, but in the end, I think Lingy was financially devastated because I actually won tickets to Lingy's Shout. Which was a breakfast.
Breakfast at the Wharf Shed. I remember.
Oh, very nice.
And what I did is I had the gender in my car and I asked them on the day and they said yes, and it cost me nothing and I got a free breakfast, and Lingy told me that I quite have was expecting a beautiful baby girl.
And that's incredible. That's, and I'm sure Tom and Log had to foot the bill because Lingy did a favour, and so they would have been in the rear there. But Abby, we appreciate that. Cameron Ling, a very expensive, beautiful man.
Of course, gorgeous.
Lily, also in Grovedale. Tell us, who was the celebrity that you inquired about doing a private performance?
My brother and I tried to get Ian Moss from Chisel.
Why Ian Moss in particular?
Well, we just thought it might be a nice little acoustic moment.
Cheaper than Jimmy.
Yeah, I think the cheaper than Jimmy was probably the motivation, surely, right?
Yeah, and, you know, we thought my dad might like it.
That's really nice.
So what was it for?
So for my dad's 60th.
Oh, beautiful.
Ooh. And did it, like, did he go through with it, or was it just a little bit too pricey?
No, we had the idea of inviting him to our house, and it was $55,000 for three songs plus five-star accommodation.
Plastic accommodation. At least he's looking out for travel on his own. That's good. That's nice that he included that on his own. But
$55,000.
Five-star accommodation songs. Is crazy. So, Lily, that must have been a pretty epic performance. I imagine you followed through with that.
Yeah, of course. It was amazing.
So good.
And now I think I'm feeling how Delta, the people about Delta are feeling now, because that's for Mossy, it's a big
huge.
No. It's a huge no.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
So we are mere days away from Christmas happening, of course, 2 weeks on the calendar. And I don't know, Tim, have we put too much pressure on Father Christmas?
What do you mean, old Saint Nick?
Well, look, we ask him to people manage the elves. He's head of HR. He's packing the sleigh.
Yep.
He's then travelling worldwide to deliver the gifts. And then on top of all of that, we are asking him to head to the shops and get pictures with kids in the lead up to Christmas.
Yeah, look, it's a busy period. I would definitely say Santa's working hard for that 1 month of the year. Maybe we'll bounce it out to two. Yeah. We'll go November, December, hands on.
Mm-hmm.
January through October is planning and dress rehearsal, I imagine.
Huge.
And it's planning and it's listening out, obviously making sure, you know, if people are putting things out there and behaving and all those kind of things, like keeping on top of what everyone's about.
Yeah, yeah. I know he does get that 10 months of like sort of reprise, but when he's in the thick of it, he really is working hard. And I do wonder whether we have put too much on him, because in the last few years, we have seen more and more of this trend pop up, and it is in the shopping malls, instead of having Father Christmas, there is the Grinch.
Even if I wanted to go, my schedule wouldn't allow it. 4 o'clock, wallow in self-pity. 4:30, stare into the abyss. 5 o'clock, solve world hunger. Tell no one. 6:30, dinner with me. I can't cancel that again. 7 o'clock, wrestle with my self-loathing. I'm booked.
I just really love that quote from The Grinch.
I forget about how good that movie is. Really, really good.
I want to know, how did The Grinch get the call up for this job? Okay? How was he next in line from Father Christmas? Now, surely, logically, I would have thought, hey, it'd be Mrs. Claus coming out.
Thank you for bringing that up, because we often see Santa and the elves are there and they're doing work, Santa's helpers, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Claus is, and probably has always been, the backbone of Christmas.
He's a feminist.
Where? And she's a piece.
No, but I do feel like Mrs. Claus, low-key, is running the joint up
100%.
There. 100%. You know, Father Christmas, he's the face of the business.
Where's
he's out
Rudolph?
There.
Dan, did you get him? Did you get him ready?
I mean, obviously, Mrs. Claus, a great candidate. I mean, an incredible candidate, but she probably is genuinely bogged down in admin. I know she is.
Is it one of those people, like, she's so important, she can't do crowd facing?
Absolutely.
You know, it's like, no, you're running the operation, mm-hmm. and Santa, he's just out there, the face of Christmas, and he's just the marketing tool.
He is lapping it up. He loves the razzle-dazzle. Yeah. He loves the attention, and he's here for it. But look, Mrs. Claus, I do think, could be a great candidate. Who else could another candidate?
It's hard. You know, Frosty the Snowman, obviously, he's putting in work. Not in Australia. This is the thing. He's melting. So there's not many other characters that it could be. Rudolph, obviously, mm-hmm. but Rudolph's a late call-up.
Yep.
Like, if you know the story of Rudolph, that's what his situation is.
I would really like to put forward the gingerbread man from Drury Lane.
Are you sure?
Why?
I don't know.
I think he's a character that's fun. He's Christmassy.
Literally fragile.
Yeah, I know, but he's a nice man. Gingerbread man.
Yeah, gingerbread man.
Could be a good option.
My issue is that my pure basis of who the gingerbread man is 100%
Shrek.
Based off Shrek.
Yeah. I'm here for that.
Not the Bennets! Yeah. Like, you know, doesn't, like, cracked under pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Is the gingerbread man ready for this moment?
Better than Rudolph. I mean, he's riddled in self-doubt himself, obviously.
God,
and the hooves are going to be no good wrapped around a child.
Yeah. But if Santa can just keep on top of it, we don't have to make any changes.
Well, the Grinch is already forward. Made his way in, yeah, so there has been changes made.
Well, Jim Carrey killed the role. What can you say? It always comes back to Jim Carrey.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
I love this segment that we've brought into the show.
Yeah, we're figuring it out as we go, but essentially, this is the draft.
Yeah, it's called the draft.
We refer to it as the draft because essentially every week we're picking a different category. You and I will take turns drafting things from that category, mm-hmm. trying to build the best team of whatever it is that week.
Yeah, so the last one we did was celebrities that would devastate Australia if they were cancelled.
Yes, the categories are going to be very rogue, mm-hmm. and I really like today's category.
Yeah, Barbara. I know you do.
We're going to have three picks each. We flipped a coin before the show. You will get the first draft pick today.
Yes.
What is the category, Davo?
So today's category is green things.
Really like green things.
Yep.
Okay. So, Davo, you've got the number one pick. It fell your way. So next week I'll get the number one pick, but mm-hmm. Take us away.
Right. My number one pick I think is a very obvious one, but a very important one. I have gone with Shrek.
Shrek. Okay. I did not... Okay, I'm happy you can take Shrek at the number one pick.
Thank you.
That is excellent for you. With my number one pick, I will be picking, and I guess it depends on what you want to think is fair, mm-hmm. I'm going to go with money.
Okay.
Being the $100 Australian note or all American currency.
I was going to say that unfortunately I don't think that money counts in this because of course money isn't green, but the $100 note, $100 I will
note.
Give you that.
Okay, so I will have all $100 notes. Okay. Thank you very much.
No problems. Well, look, I'm going to go with my second draft pick, which is green traffic lights.
Green traffic lights? Why?
Why?
Why are you taking green traffic lights?
Are you kidding? Have you ever driven somewhere long distance, in the city in particular, and you get a run of green traffic lights. All brother, right. You are cheering.
Okay. I am again happy for you to take green traffic
Thank
lights.
You.
My second pick for best green things is going to be four leaf clovers. Infinite luck forever.
You got mine. I had that on my list. I did have the
number
clovers.
Two. There we go. I've got a good team. All $100 Australian notes and all four leaf clovers.
I will say your four leaf clover though. I mean, it's not been proven that that's lucky, and I think you need to check yourself with that.
The general vibe, but if people hear like one bloke's got all the four leaf clovers mm-hmm. in the world, that's dangerous.
Yeah. Well, look, I think my third pick is pretty damn slick, and I think this is something a lot of people understand and relate to heading into the summer season of parties and fiestas. I have gone with guacamole.
Oh, guacamole. I thought you were just going to say Zambrero, and I was like, oh, I get it.
I mean, they do wow. great guacamole at Zambrero's. Good people.
Do you? Would you just take avocado, or do you specifically want guac?
Look, I'll take avocado, but I do think that guacamole in particular, right. a very fantastic dish.
That's a strong final draft pick from you, Davo.
Thanks.
I'm really tossing up now for my third and final because really, I really wanted money and four leaf clovers.
Yeah, I mean, money I had on my list and I took it off because I felt like it wasn't a fair one.
Okay, well, I'm fairly loaded with all these $100 bills. I think because I've been so greedy with money and four leaf clovers, I am going to go something a little bit different because I think it's going to be handy. I'm going to go with Woolworths. I am gonna be fed. That seems a bit greedy. I was tossing up between Woolworths and Oscar the Grouch.
So you're, I mean, I would have liked Oscar better. I think that's more fun.
Okay.
So you're going money, four leaf clover, and Woolworths. Is your three top They're green things?
Best green things that are around.
And mine so is you, way more fun.
No way, bro. Shrek. That's fun.
A green run on a drive is incredible. Traffic lights being green. 10 out of 10. And then, of course, the third one, guacamole, which is just delicious.
But
way more fun.
With Woolworths, I can get as much guacamole.
See,
actually, or actually,
that's
do you have... Yeah, okay. I know, and I've won the game. Yeah. And that's how you got to play the game.
No. You can't say you've won it. You're not the person that gets to choose. But also, you've done that thing that really annoys me with things like this, when you go, oh, you get three wishes. Oh, well, I'm wishing for infinite wishes. No. Get off it.
Blinky
You're not
Bill.
Playing the room.
Who's blinking in here for a second?
You're not playing the game right, mate.
Unbelievable. You're just upset with my draft, and I'm going to give you $100 to shut up.
Don't want it.
It's Tim and Davo.
Like a lot of people, whether it's with their pets, their family, their friends, their kids, Santa photos in the lead up to Christmas time are a tradition.
Oh, yeah. They're going nuts on my socials.
Oh, really? You're starting to see a lot of them pop up. So every year since my son's been born, so this is his third Christmas.
Very nice.
We've gone to the same place to get our Santa photos. And it's nice. We have them on our fridge and it's nice to look. Like, he was only 4 months old, 5 months old for the first one. He was one and a bit for the second. And now he's 2.5. So we've booked in our Santa photos
mm-hmm.
way too late for my liking.
Okay.
Hideously late. December 21st.
Oof.
What have we done?
Yeah, okay.
Normally it's a late November thing for us. Time slipped away. The first 2 years were golden.
Mm-hmm.
First year, baby. What's a baby know?
Oh.
Holding him.
He's a potato at that stage.
Santa's there. No emotions.
Yep.
Second year, we're teaching our son who Santa is.
Mm-hmm.
He's one in a bit, you know. He's like, ho, ho, ho. We're like, yeah, man, that's the guy that says ho, ho, ho.
Mm-hmm.
But again, how much can a 1.5-year-old kind of understand? Sus, but no emotion.
Yeah, yeah.
Very like, the Christmas photo, he's not smiling. He's not crying. He's
neutral. He's thinking, yeah, I'm here. I'm doing what I need to do, ticking a box. I've been told I need to sit here and smile. And I'm not going to smile, but I'm here.
Red flag for this year. I'm worried.
Oh, no.
So last night was a tester. So we had our son's childcare, like Christmas street party, and we were there. And there was a moment, you could line up and you could get a photo with Santa.
Beautiful.
And we were like, oh, well, we're getting the what we called the proper one, the real one, in a couple of weeks. And one of his favorite educators was helping out as one of the elves.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, well, I'd love to see so-and-so. And we're like, well, they're in the room with Santa. Would you like to go? And he was kind of like, I don't know.
He's like, I don't know. I haven't really met Santa that much.
Yeah, and he's saying to me, he literally said, maybe no Santa.
Okay.
And we're like, oh, like, do you want to try? And he's like, yeah, I'll try.
Nice, good boy.
So we get there. Immediately, he does not want to be near Santa.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a fan of Santa.
Yeah, yeah.
And like,
I understand.
Yeah, you know, stranger danger, those kind of things.
Yeah, but also Santa is quite a polarizing figure. He is in a bright red suit. He's got a big white beard.
Yep.
He's got a hat on.
Yep.
That's a hat that's not known to people.
Yeah. So then they go, all right, well, you know what, Mum and Dad, you know what, you can jump in the photo. So you don't have to sit on Santa's lap. And they're going, all right, smile. And he's got the saddest face and he's crying human tears.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, so, all right, we didn't get a photo. We got a lollipop, you know.
Mm-hmm. Caused some trouble, no doubt. Lollipop.
Now I'm worried about, that was dress rehearsal. Mm-hmm. Now I'm worried about opening act. I'm worried about the Santa photo. But I've got photos of me as a child with the most sour, sad look on my face sitting on Santa's lap.
Yeah.
And I'm like, here's my parenting dilemma. Do we push forward knowing that this is going to be an ordeal and just get the photo? And it's like, yeah, that's the thing. Like, he was just a bit scared. Or is it traumatizing my child?
Bro, you know what I'm going to say? There is nothing I like more than seeing a crying child on Santa's lap. It is so funny. I mean, I know it's scary, but it's part of life. They're going to learn soon that Santa's bringing presents.
Yeah.
And that
he's not at the understanding that Santa's, you know, going to come down the chimney
but
with some presents.
This memory for you guys, special.
So it's not for him, it's for us.
It's so fun. And you can't tell me, from all the videos I've seen online where it's a kid crying about Santa, it's top tier. It's going viral. It's so funny.
I know you do have the belief of kids should persevere through anxiety.
No, I think encouraged through anxiety. I think you should be able to build resilience. And I think that this is a great opportunity for Jack.
All right. Well, dress rehearsal's been an absolute shit show. So it'll be interesting to see how opening night goes. I'll bring you the feedback and I'll bring you the photo.
Great.
And it'll be a memory for sure.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.